Yo, what's up, everybody? I gotta jump right in here today because it's a fucking, we got a lot of things going on. Can we turn that down just a hair over there? The music's a little loud. Music is a little loud. There we go. Thank you. So we got a great fucking show here today. We got a special guest to jump on here in a second. I'm not even gonna announce who that is. We'll let you see who that is. But we've got D. Jones coming on. We've got Will Hunt from Evanescence coming on. We got Enzo coming on. Make sure, listen, again, a couple things. Make sure you guys, we're giving away $1,000 at the end of the month, right? So the way you become eligible to get a $1,000 gift shopping on the Cult website is you download one song from each artist that we have that comes on our guest sessions, our digital sessions, and just pinned down at the bottom, Sessions 30. So Sessions 30, 24-hour discount code, hit that, and screenshot. Download three songs, screenshot them, and DM us, proving that you downloaded three songs, one from each artist. Send that to you. You're going to enter to win a $1,000 gift shopping spree. We just gave away two jackets. The lucky winner saw that earlier from the last session. So we got some fucking cool shit. Let me get these guests in here because there's so much going on. We got a special guest that's coming in. Let me see. Can you help me out here, Marsh? I got Marsh here. Come here, Marsh, for a second. Marsh is a behind-the-scenes Slusa TV. These motherfuckers grind with me. Their family, they make all this shit happen. All this digital stuff that you guys see, the videos, the social media, the marketing, these guys are the fucking men. So kudos to Marsh, Wid, and Brett for making shit happen. Waiting for a special guest to come in here. This is what sessions 9, right? Digital sessions 9 we got going here today.
That's right, sessions 9.
It's going it's fast. It's popping, and I appreciate everybody jumping in here and hanging out with us. It's great to keep the music community connected to what we're doing. And wait a minute, we got Fat Boy coming in right there, right down there.
Real,
huh?
Real,
real.
It's
really raw.
What we got over here?
Yo! Look at this motherfucker.
Bada boom, baby.
What's up, boss? Can we turn that down a bit? I gotta hear my boy. Where you at?
I'm in Jersey, baby. Check me out. Look at this. You got the dog back here. Got a couple dogs.
Oh, shit.
Gotta take care of the parents, bro. I'm at my parents' crib. They got COVID.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've been living in my parents' backyard, bro. It's nuts.
That's what we do.
I know I'm not the only one going through it. So shout out to all the, all the people that are also going through tough times and experiencing COVID firsthand. All the people on the front lines that are risking their lives, and anybody who's going through it, because I'm going through it right now. I literally see this virus. It is real. My parents have a really bad flu. I would call it. I don't know. You know what I mean? Symptoms are what they are, but prayers are going up and blessings are coming down. So let's keep it rock and roll, right?
Dude, you through your life, and you're, and I'm gonna say you're young. What you've accomplished as an artist, as a showman, being in the WWE, right? Tag team titles. I mean, national.
I never won no tag title. I won a cruiserweight championship.
That's right.
But I was tag team of the year. I was tag team of the year in 2015.
You are, but you set a trend with fashion in the WWE. You were the first guy to wear the sneakers, getting all the Jordans and stuff in there. Talk about that, how you kind of stepped outside the norm in the WWE and made it personal going into the ring and creating your own style.
I'd love to touch on it because the way I saw pro wrestling was a runway. That entrance ramp with that big, all eyes on me, when you bust through that curtain, there's still another, at WrestleMania, it's a lot longer, but there's still a good walk to that wrestling ring. And that is where the money is made in pro wrestling. Not necessarily when you get in the ring, but when you come through the curtain and you walk to the ring. I mean, just the swagger guys like Stone Cold, you hear that glass break and that head bobbing, cursing as he's walking. You think of The Rock, if you smell, when that bass hits. for me, I saw an opportunity to walk a runway, man. So I spazzed. I just went the fuck off. I started designing all my ring gear and all my wrestling clothes. The way I thought about it also as a marketing mechanism, this goes for any young wrestler, and I think you understand this because it's branding. Obviously, you have your logo. When I was wrestling, initially my thought was I put a little bit of leopard print on everything I wear, and then every once in a while I'd be on Twitter, and somebody would tweet me like, hey, I was at Walmart, and I saw this shower curtain that was leopard print, and I thought of you. Exactly. You thought of me. Because when you see leopard print, now you think of me because you're a wrestling fan. And so you see the shoes that come out that have leopard in them and you tweet them at me. And it just, it became a marketing mechanism, a branding, wearing the Jordans to the ring. A different pair every week was something to look forward to for sneakerheads and for fans alike and for haters.
Dude, you are definitely a fashion icon in WWE. And you have so much energy.
WrestleMania 33 Best Dressed Award right here. This guy. This guy. WrestleMania 33 Best Dressed. Thanks for that, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here, I'll hit my Snapple with you. What?
There we go. Hey, Snapple. Yo, are you wearing Colt? If you don't have Colt on right now, we're going to have a big... I would body fucking slam you right now.
Long Island is the largest island in the continental United States.
Wait a minute. Are you wearing Colt right now?
Bro, I got Colt underwear on. I just don't want to show you.
Holy fuck.
Bro, how can I be wearing Colt right now when I don't, listen, Colt is a Saturday night outfit. Okay? Colt is when you put the fever on. When you want to go outside with the fever on. I'm in my parents' backyard, bro. The only person that's going to see me wearing something that's Colt is my dog, Kilo. You know what I mean? Up until we decide to do this. But, you know, I do wear Colt. And little shout out, give you a little heads up. I made a music video for my new record, which is out right now just on YouTube. Because we're all sitting at home. And what better way to get, you know, music heard out there than YouTube right now, with distribution being, you know, difficult just to go through the red tape and cross your T's and dot your I's. But the number one way to get heard, YouTube. I put out a song called the COVID-19 Anthem. It's my first rock and roll record. It's on a rock beat. Think rap rock. Think Kid Rock. Think Limp Bizkit. It's a different wave. I think it's a new sound, and I don't think anybody's ever heard it before. So it's going to be interesting to see as I keep playing with that sound and making rock and roll and hearing feedback from people and what they want to hear. But I believe in this record. We made a music video, and I wore Cult of Individuality jacket that said, rich man's blood, poor man's
rich man's war, poor man's blood, yep.
That's the jacket I wore. I had to wear it for this music video. It fit too perfect, you know what I'm saying? Fuck you, COVID-19.
Everybody check that out on YouTube. You got to check it out. Listen, man, link talk a little bit. Hold on. I want to shout out everybody. Use the discount code right down below, Sessions30. Go online, shop. That's only good for 24 hours. So, Enzo, talk a little bit, because you went from WWE. You've always had music in your creative juices flow. Talk about that transition when you get into the music game a little bit.
Well, my father is a DJ. So, as long as I can remember, you know, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs. I was 12 years old, leading the 13-year-old kids in the cha-cha slide and the Cupid shuffle and the Macarena, you know. So I was just born into it, man. Blessed to have an opportunity to do it, get on the microphone at a young age and not even realize what I was acquiring was a skill, a trade that you can use in life. You know what I mean? Starting to rain out here. I'm busting a move inside. We got a big fuck you COVID-19 cloud over our heads.
So talk to me a little bit.
Guys. Come on, bud. Come on. All right, whatever. He wants to sit outside in the rain. Suit yourself.
So, hey, let me ask you a question. What would you say for you? Because we got hooked up a couple of years ago with Spiff TV, and that's how we became friends and whatnot. Shout out to Spiff. And you've been rocking Colt for a while. What would you say the one thing about Colt for you? What is it you like about wearing Colt?
Oh, man, you guys are a rock and roll representation of a new variety. People just don't understand that, you know, you guys give hip hop artists that edge, that rock and roll edge. And that's what's so interesting about the wave that you're riding with the clothes. You know, you have a foresight to see things before they drop for real. Like, and I'm talking about drop crotch joggers, you know, the fucking shit that, you know, was popping 5-6 years ago. You were on it 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like that type vibe. And I've seen that. So, you know, and you definitely have a few little leopard print items in your genre of clothing, rock and roller. But, hey buddy, come inside, buddy, come inside. It's fucking rain. don't give a shit.
He doesn't care. My dog.
Come on, buddy.
I got a 7-month-old husky, and he's not listening to shit right now.
Yeah.
Now, so, talk to me. What would you say the difference is for you, right?
I told this to you because I've been in your showroom a bunch of times. The creativity and the quotes and the placement of some of the things that are written on the clothing, it's just the obscurity that I look for. When I was wrestling, I always tried to make it a point to stand out with my outfits and to make them flashy and fly and different. Because you can be good, you can be bad, or you can be different. Sometimes different is more important than the other two.
You are. I mean, it's like shit like this with all the verbiage.
Love it. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, just the placement.
Art
like,
is where, not a crime.
See, this is what I love, is where you would put that writing is exactly where I would put the writing. You know what
listen,
I mean? Great minds think alike when it comes to, you know.
But listen, you've got your own brand, too. So talk to me, because you've got your own clothing thing going,
well,
too.
Let's
everybody hear about that, too.
Yeah, if you guys want to check out some Enzo merch, support a certified G through hard times. The parents got the COVID. You know, I can't get out in the world to do my meet and greets or meet fans and all my business. You know, with music has been on hold as far as, you know, getting out there in the world. So it's, you know, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/realone and pick up some of the T-shirts and some of the bandanas and hats that I got rocking. We made a fun one, Zoe Exotic, you know, with the whole Joe Exotic thing that was popping on the internet. Everybody loved it, and I thought it would be fun. Why not? Because of the correlations into my dumbass leopard outfits I used to wear. Everybody was tagging me in pictures of fucking Joe Exotic and making memes of me. So I was like, bro, I mean, ride the wave. Make a T-shirt out of it. So we did that. I appreciate the support. Anybody that bought that shirt was dumb enough to buy it. Thank you.
Tell me, how fucking cool is it for you? Didn't you have fucking toys made of you as well?
Yeah.
The fucking action dolls?
Yeah, you know, like, that was the cool thing about wrestling, man. I can honestly tell you, like, you know, I'm not itching to get back into it right now. So, and that probably won't be the case for quite some time. I'm really happy with what I'm doing in music now, and especially rock and roll being like a new genre that I've had the privilege of working with. The problem with rock is, you know, getting a band together. You know that. Getting everybody on the same page, it ain't easy. So, you know, the opportunity to take stages. I saw Chris Jericho take a stage. Chris Jericho is a guy who would love some Cult of Individuality clothes. I got to hook him up with you. But Chris is one of my OGs, man. And this guy's having his best run in pro wrestling at 49 years old.
It's crazy, you know, right?
The best shit he's ever done in his life in wrestling, 49. And it's on this different show. It's not WWE. It's AEW, they call it. If you're me, you're 33 years old. You know, Jesus did his best work at 33, people. You know, I just think I got a whole lot of time to get back into a pro wrestling ring. I ain't in no rush. What I learned was a trade. And it's just like, you know, any asshole. Like, I got a best buddy who works on a moving truck, but he's a mechanic by trade. We all call that asshole up, bro. Like, hey, bro, you know, you got to fucking come fix the car. You know what I'm saying? I'm that asshole when it comes to wrestling. I know this trade. If you call me, maybe I answer my phone and I help you out. I don't, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm blessed to be making the music I'm making right now. I love the sound that's coming out of my mouth these days, and I ain't too fucking shy to toot my own horn, bitch.
So, let me ask you this. I mean, because I think the key with everything we do, whether it's fashion, because you're an artist, so it's music, it's wrestling, it's fashion, you're kind of dibbling in all three. I think the key is being able to always evolve and adapt. And, you know, you've done that in music, right? You started kind of going in one direction and you start to kind of switch and whatnot. That evolution as a person, as an artist, is always intriguing to me. You understand the showmanship about, you know, getting people to be endeared to you as a person, which I think is the key with anything. If people like you as a person, they kind of embrace what you're doing in life, whether it's wrestling, whether it's your clothing brand, whether it's music. But I think selling you as a person, I mean, you're a great fucking person, right?
Well, I think that at the end of the day, bro, I was blessed with that weird, unique niche platform of pro wrestling, and we do have the best fans in the world. I mean, these people are the most loyal, diehard fans that like any genre of entertainment really has, and it's crazy, bro. They've kept me 2 years. I've been out of pro wrestling, and I haven't had to work. Like, I haven't had to go back to pro wrestling. How is that? My music has been able to pay my rent, make my bills. I saved a little coin. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I made things work for me, and opportunity outside of that genre of entertainment, you know, I'm not scared. So, like, I think that everybody's got a gift 9 times out of 10. Everybody that has that gift is scared to show it. And then there's that one asshole, 1 out of 10, who's not scared of what people might say, the hate that he might get by putting himself out there. And I've always been that guy, and I found that I've been able to inspire so many people through that. So I'll continue to go that route. I'm going to keep dancing with the girl that brought me to the dance, and that's being unapologetically me. You know what I mean? So it's going to come across in my music. You're going to feel the energy. And that's the thing. It's like, I love Tupac, right? Tupac's my favorite rap artist of all time. Tupac in his songs would say, "Feel me," right? Because he wanted you to feel him. So for me, it's like, yo, I'm making rock and roll now, but I'm going to make you feel me, and I'm going to be rapping on rock. You know what I mean? Because that's my background. That's the music I grew up to mostly listening to as a child. It wasn't until I got older, hit the road, driving around with guys like Kane and The Undertaker on the tour bus and The Big Show. You know, they're listening to the Rolling Stones, fucking, you know, the Beatles and shit. You're going to hear everything on the tour bus for pro wrestling, except for fucking probably Tupac. I'm sorry. That's just the way that they write. That's a lie. There's some guys that get in the control of the radio and Tupac's coming up for sure. But you get what I'm saying. Them old timers, man, they listen to Leonard Skinner, Led Zeppelin, The Stones. And that was music I didn't know about until I got into wrestling. I was a DJ by trade with my dad. My dad did top 40 music. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're out there doing, you know, it's just AC/DC. You Shook Me All Night Long is about the only rock music you're really playing at the wedding. You know what I mean?
So you're working on a little something you were telling me over in Jersey right now, right? You found somebody who's got a little studio and you've been working on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm blessed. So right now, I mean, most people are fucked who are making music. God works in mysterious ways. I'm a fucking super duper prayer nerd. Like, just stop down and bust one on you, and you wouldn't even know I did it. You know what I mean? Like, just put my hand on your chest, walk by you, and just you didn't know I just blessed you. Yeah, I was having a prayer on my grandmother's grave the other day, right? Fucking, you know, shoes off, grounded myself in the grass. And, you know, that's my thing. I go there on Sunday, right? Bro, I'm like, yo, I start talking to my grandma. I'm like, man, I'd love to make some rock and roll. I'd love to make some music. You know what I mean? Dude, I'm fixing my Harley, right? I'm getting my bike up and running over at my boy's crib. And the kid across the street is outside smoking a cigarette. He's COVID-free. We get to talking, social distance. Well, we squared up. You know, we got a little closer, motherfucker. You know, we started throwing blows, boy, because that kid played one hell of a guitar. And I started getting into his house, and he had, you know, Grammy-nominated work under his belt. And he had a quarantine in a situation where he couldn't work and make music. This guy just standing outside smoking a cigarette while I'm working on my Harley, coming off of this prayer, saying, "Hey, Grandma, send me something to make some music with." You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. So, yeah, that's how I made COVID-19, and that's how I've kind of stirred the pot in this rock and roll noise, and gotten a lot of great feedback thus far. Exciting for me, you know what I mean? Phoenix was one thing to drop a music video, you know, that told the story, if you were really listening, that you know, was for me, like, I had to speak my truths. And now that I've come out swinging, you know, and being unapologetically myself, I just think that it's important for me to continue to embrace that realness and just say, like, fuck you, this is me. You know, I'm a good guy. So if you're a hater, that's on you. That insecurity stems deep within yourself, dude. I don't hate nobody. I don't hate anything. I don't have a bone of hate in my body. How the fuck are you walking around with that shit on your shoulders? What the fuck is wrong with you? How are you walking around like such a shitbag that you're angry and you have to take it out on somebody else with negative words? I wish that we can get to a place where people are big up in each other on the internet and not looking for the next troll. You know what I mean? Like Tekashi 6ix9ine comes out with this Gooba record, right? Ugh. Bro, he snitched. He fucking snitched.
Yeah, listen, man. You know, everyone's got their thing. They're doing a thing. That's why they call you the real one. Right? That's why they're
calling
you the real
one. Y'all want to fuck with Fugazi. Y'all going to go give this man 70 million views. A fucking... Do you get involved in that life? Bro. Get
Yo.
The fuck out of here, pussy. So what I'm saying...
You know what, though? You know what?
This kid's record. Every asshole that went and listened to this fucking Gooba record by Tekashi 6ix9ine to go on fucking YouTube...
Enzo!
COVID-19
Enzo! Wait, don't. but we're the real one. Our shit's real, your shit's real. I gotta bring in my next guest, dude. Wait, shout out your song right now. One more time. People check
go
it on YouTube.
Listen, if you've listened to Gooba by Tekashi 6ix9ine and Fugazi, you need to go listen to a real one, dog. All right? Go on my YouTube. The link is in my bio on IG. Listen to the song COVID-19 Anthem. I wrote it in this backyard. My mom's got the shit. My dad's got the shit. My sister's got the shit. My brother-in-law's got the shit. And I'm
crazy.
Walking around. And he's only head to body. I'm out of here.
Later, man. I love you. Later. Yo, check out Enzo, the real one. Every time we get people in here, man, it's always a different thing that's happening. And getting perspectives, we keep it real. Just like the clothes, Cult of Individuality is fucking real. Make sure you guys are checking out the code. I haven't seen a shit. Have you seen any double X's? I haven't seen any fucking double X's. The double X's, we hit a certain number of those double X's. We give away jackets. We've been giving away jackets. Huh? Fourth of that. Nasty's in the house. What's up, Nasty? So tomorrow night, just so everybody knows, we're doing volume 2 of Cult After Hours. And we've got DJ Nasty and LMK of Nasty Beatmakers, 9 p.m. tomorrow. And then we've got Bias Band coming on after.
Woo!
Yeah, so we got a good show tomorrow night. What's up, Nasty? Flash those double X's, everybody. Flash them. The more I see, the closer you get to getting a free jacket. We've been giving away. Shopping spree coming. Download one song from each artist today and screenshot it, send us, DM us, and use the code, and you're going to win a chance, get a chance to get a $1,000 shopping spree from Cult of Individuality. We got some more guests coming in. I can't see this shit, so Marsh, you got to step in here and see if our next guest is coming.
Boom, we're about to bring Jonesy in here. Let's go.
Jonesy! How you doing, man?
Man, I can't complain, man. I'm taking
we got a little... Wait, what's this?
That's good music right there, brother.
Hold on. I can't hear you because Marsh is playing this super fucking loud. Marsh, come say hi to Jonesy in here for a second.
Yo!
Look at Marsh. Marsh is here. He's the only one in the office right now wearing the COVID mask. because, you know, his
play
wife.
That work. Play that work.
His wife was pregnant, so he's gonna make sure he's doing the right thing with the social distancing. So hold
That's
on.
That's my guy right there, man. Marsh, keep me right. You see that? This is exclusive.
Oh, he's got the tracksuit on. Listen, let's shout out Bully.
I think I made this hat famous.
That fucking hat. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that hat because you were doing that fucking dude. You with Funkmaster Flex, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
I made this hat famous for you, right?
That shit, you have made that shit famous. Yo, shout out. Let's shout out Big. Let's shout out Big Bully because he's the one who brought us together.
Yo, shout out.
One of the most real G's in the game.
Some other stuff.
Hey, you got a bright. It's hard to see you, Jones, because you got the window in the back or the light, whatever. Just so you know, if someone can hit that shade behind you or something, there's a big glare. There you go. There you go.
It was better, man.
Yo, so tell me, you just finished a tour. You out with Dave East. How was that?
That was great. That was actually one of the best times active. That was amazing. Like, we actually went across seas. We did Europe and all that. I had one of the best times I ever had in my life in Amsterdam.
is that for public knowledge? Is that something we got to talk about on, you know, on the down low?
Both.
Both.
Because if you've so, been I mean, there, it's two stories to tell. It's the story you tell everybody, the story you tell your friends.
So talk to me what you're working on right now.
I'm just currently like bettering everything. I just launched my own website, What Up Jonesy, merch, music, videos, when we're back touring updates. I just dropped the EP, my first EP.
Yeah, there you go. I can see your face. Yeah, make sure you got that.
I just dropped my first EP. What up, Jonesy? I just dropped that maybe on 420. So we're about 2 weeks into that.
So shout that out. Let everybody know where they can go find that.
What up, Jonesy is on all platforms. And you need to go to whatupjonesy.com. The music's right there. I'm just staying busy, right? Like, I'm just trying to stay busy and keep my energy up, man, through all of this craziness.
Joe, listen, we had, so everybody knows, we do these cult sessions actually in the office here in our little studio that you're looking at in the background. And Jonesy came in here, we had this band in here, and just started freestyling. Dude, that shit was badass. Super talented,
yeah, that was
man.
One of the best. That was fun, Like, I've never been in, like, a jam session like that. That was so fun. Like just a full-on jam session? I had a ball that night. And I was hammered.
And I was, yeah. Usually, that's, we've had to start, we've started changing what we're doing with these sessions here because people start getting so fucked up that they're leaving and they're throwing up in the hallway.
So what he wore while he was performing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You wore this, right, while you were that night.
That's the one I wore that night.
That's the
one. Show them that. It's fire.
That's the one. I just ran that jacket back and I wore that in a video.
Oh, so shit, Rick, yeah?
I'm going to send you the link. Yeah, I just wore that jacket in a video. He's a friend now. He made me a pair of sneakers. They got my name on them.
I saw that shit. Do you have them right there? Can you pull those up?
Let me see.
Where are they?
I'm about to show you. Yeah. Because it ain't letting me do it. Let me see. I don't know why it ain't letting me do it.
Oh, yeah. This whole thing, trying to bring images in like that, it's crazy.
All right, hold on. I think I got it.
Your friend, tell everybody about what this is about. Because I saw that with this custom
made a pair
sneakers
of sneakers.
Logo.
He got the coat logo all on there. My logo. All on there, they're so fire. I said, I'm wearing these one time. I'm gonna wear these one time on some. Oh no, what is going on? I'm gonna wear these one time and then I'm putting them up like in my cabinet on some forever up stuff. They were so fire. They was fire.
Gosh, the shit was fire. I saw them. Yeah. You don't have them right there in your crib? You can't just pull that right out? Where are they at?
No, I'm actually in the office right now.
Oh, you're sitting in the office?
Yeah, I'm in the office.
No rest for the weary, my friend.
I learned from the best. Learn from the best. Keep working.
We got to grind, dude. We got to keep grinding. Listen, I want everybody to check out your music. So, again, shout it out one more time so everybody can check it out. And wait, the last thing I want to ask you, shout out your music one more time.
What up, Jonesy, on all platforms? Everything Jonesy is on all platforms. I'm D Jones 215 on everything else.
The question I got for you, I'm starting to ask everybody, what's the favorite thing you like about when you're wearing Colt? What's the thing that comes to mind?
I really like the expression that the clothes give off. Like the Colt clothing brand, it gives off an energy like a freedom. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's original, it's exciting, it's happening. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like everything I got from y'all from when I take my little tours through the showroom, I want this nonstop. Like, y'all be like, yo, Jonesy, wait, you can't get everything. Like, but it looks like that's the flavor y'all have. Like, it's so new and it's so raw, but at the same time, it's not too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's
well, great. Thanks, brother. You know, I think you actually have more hats than I have of Colt, though.
Now, that's one thing y'all can't deny me from getting, my hat. I can't deny a hat. They be everywhere. Let me get this one. I like this one.
Yeah.
I wear them, though. Sure. I need a signature Jonesy hat now.
I'm going to get you one, dude. We're going to work on it. Listen, I got to bounce. I got to get somebody else in here. I appreciate you jumping in with us. Keep grinding. Keep doing your thing, dude. You're super talented. Later, brother. All right. I see you in here, Highlight. I see you in here. Will, you're in here.
Go. Let's go! I came in for this.
And send me.
Let's go.
Request, Will. Crank this shit up while we get Will.
Crank
double
this
X's.
Shit up.
Double X's. Let's do a shot. Well, I'm waiting for Will to get in. Will, send me an invite. Will, I need an invite right now. Send it. Crank this shit. Oh yeah. I'm going to get a beer and a shot. Flash those double X's. Check the code out. Sessions 30. Check that shit out! Wow! Jen is usually in here, and I can't see shit. So, Jen, if you're in here right now, what's up? Will, you gotta send me an invite, dude. I can't pull you in. Wait, let me see. Let me see if my guy, Morris, can pull you in. How's that working?
Yeah, it ain't easy.
No, but just can you pull him in from my
heat? Oh, he's in the room?
Will, send an invite, dude. Let's go. In the room? Back out. Back in. Send me an invite. He was in.
I got you, baby. I got you.
Got it. There you go. Send that shit. Is it send or no?
He's gonna send it right now.
Can you here? Will, let's go. Flash those double X's, everybody. Let me see those double X's. Will Hunt from Evanescence coming in here in a second. Flash. I'm gonna grab my phone. Hold on. Yeah, you gotta send me a request.
So back out. Let's say back out, and then come back in. Back out. Back out. Back out.
Use the discount code, Sessions 30. Sessions 30. Hold up. Yovan, throw him the double X.
Oh, that business is in.
Boom.
You set it?
Yep.
There you go. What's up? What's up, Bad Business? I see you in here, Junior. What's up, brother? All right, I think Will's jumping in. We accept it. Nike. Right there. There you go. So, Will. Waiting for Will. There we go.
Yo.
There we go.
What's going on?
What's up, dude? My brother from another mother right here.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. So, we're at a concert. We had to see Evanescence and Will. In Brooklyn, and it may not be a compliment to you, but it's a compliment to me. We're sitting in the back afterwards. Remember, you, me, everybody, Jen, Amy, and a fan comes up. Is like, oh wow, you killed it backstage. You killed it behind the drums. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, that, you know, you mean him, right? He's actually the drummer from Evanescence. That's not me.
This is one of our hats we had on.
Yo, man, how you been? Look at that
way
spot.
I'm still playing with this thing. I'm good, dude. I mean, you know, we're making the best of it here. Hang on, I'm going to flip this around.
Flip it around. Hold on, we're going to turn this down a little bit, too.
That better?
Hold on. Yeah, well, no, you don't have to turn it all the way down. I got Christine's in here controlling my music, so.
Hey, Will.
She says, what's up, Will? So, dude, so... Let me just, I always try to, oh, no, he's getting behind the kit. So I'm going to give a little, so Will is the drummer. Oh, shit, you know, I got Mark in the back, too. Will's the drummer in Evanescence. Fucking an amazing band. Will and I met, oh, geez, dude, you were wearing Cult before I ever knew you, and I actually saw you wearing Cult, and you were posting something on Instagram, and I reached out to you. And after that, you and I became friends, man, and, from there, I mean, years. We've drank. We've hung out.
Shout out, bro.
Oh, yeah, look, he's got the oldie.
First I ever got, dude.
Damn.
I'm going to quiz you. You remember what cup that was?
Yeah, man, that's probably the Hagen.
Yep.
The Hagen.
Yes.
Jesus.
I wore the shit out of these jeans.
Japanese selvedge denim.
This film right
crazy.
Now,
too.
Say hi, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, how are you? Say hi to Christine. Robin, my wife is over here, too. We can't do anything without our wives here taking care of shit. So
I'm saying,
man. Wait, hang on. I'm going to put this around one more time. Hang on. Wait, hang on. That way I can see you, dude. Hold on.
So yeah, while you're doing that, I want to tell everybody. So you're actually supposed to be on tour right now. You guys have been working on new songs. You released The Chain, which is a cover, yes, which was fucking phenomenal. And now you've got the single out that you guys did a video for during COVID. Talk a little bit about that and tell everybody about, because the fucking video on YouTube is amazing. The song's on both Apple and Spotify. But talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're actually working on a new record. It's the first record that we've done in 9 years. And everything was moving along all cool and groovy, and we finished 4 songs, and that was the plan. And then we were going to go to Europe with Within Temptation. We were actually supposed to come home from that like 4 days ago, but and then this COVID thing happened, and everything went, you know, as everybody's living it, everything went like out the window. And lucky for us, our management and Within Temptations management and our agent, they got on the ball really quick and kind of preemptively knew something was going to happen. And they went ahead and locked in the venues in Europe for September. So the schedule is now to go to September. So fingers crossed that'll still happen. But it is weird, man, because we've got this new song out And this actually wasn't supposed to be the single. There was another song that, and this song that was supposed to be the single still speaks to the time that we're in, just not about this. And that song's a little heavier and a little more anthemic, and it just didn't seem right to put that out right now. And we've been telling fans and people, hey, this new stuff's coming out. And it just, it didn't seem right to not give them something. So we had this other song, which is Wasted on You. And Amy wrote the lyrics about, is that about a breakup? But I believe it's kind of like about a breakup of with yourself and your bad habits, basically. But it really spoke volumes to what's happening right now. It's really wild how sometimes that happens. You know, the lyric just all of a sudden, it has a whole other meaning because of this. And, you know, and since we're not able to be out and tour, the thing is that we had to get to do something. So we can't get together. We can't film, you know, together in a group. I got to get on my tippy toes now.
I can't. This shit ain't easy. I know.
We couldn't get together to you know, actually do a video. We can't play shows or promote the song, which is what you normally do at a time like this. So what we did was, you know, we had this incredible director, this guy that we've worked with many times. I've actually worked with this guy going all the way back to Dark New Day. So I've done like 10 videos with this dude, even outside of Evanescence. But he's a brilliant guy, this guy, Paul Brown. And he's like, you know what? Let's just get real with this. You guys film on your iPhones. Let's film you in isolation. How are you coping with this? And make it something that, you know, everybody can relate to. And that's what we did. And I think the results were pretty, were really real, and but we love it. We're happy with it, and although we wish we were out playing for this, we'll be out soon.
Dude, the drop it again. Tell everybody, because you sent me the video, and I played it with my wife Christine, and the shit. Watching you guys, you're all performing in your home, you know, doing the track on the thing, and it really did hit home, especially right now with the COVID. So mention that to them, because I want everybody to go check it out. Because it's a powerful, powerful song and video, especially for what's going on right now.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, we're really proud of it. And it's something that came together. You know, Amy had this idea for this song and she brought it in. And she already had the lyric and everything, mostly. And we just fleshed it out and made it, you know, very Evanescence. But it's the same time, you know, it's weird, man, because it's a song that you wouldn't necessarily pick as a first single. But it's, I think it's a real... nod to the times that we're in, that this is the song that we picked, because I think a lot of people were kind of taken aback by, wait a minute, you know, the first single from the last record was What You Want, which was a banger. It was a heavy tune, and
yeah,
it's what you would expect from Evanescence, you know, right out of the gate. This song is heavy in a different way. It's heavy with weight and what it means, and it's still Evanescence, and it's just, you know, what's cool about the four songs that we do have completed is that they're all different. Like, this is one piece of it, and then the next one that comes out is completely different, and the next one after that is completely different. And we're just going to start dropping songs one at a time over the next however many months until the whole record comes out.
I want everybody, again, because I like it so much, Wasted on You, right?
Yeah, Wasted on You.
Please go check that out on the Evanescence on YouTube. Everybody, check that shit out, because it's on fire. Speaking of on fire, hold on a second. You were on the tour.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that, because you left and your drum kit was on fucking fire.
Yeah, it turns out that wooden drums make really good firewood. You know, the Mexican people, man, they're not stupid. They know how to make a fire.
But no, right, I mean, you guys were down there.
Dude, I love, no matter what happened down there, I don't care, man. I love Mexico. I love those people. I love our fans down there. You know, it's like anything else, man. It just takes a couple of jackasses to kind of ruin it for everybody else. And mind you, it was an interesting night. You know, there were some technical difficulties. Basically, there was a barricade problem where they didn't bolt the barricade together. So when... you know, 50,000, there were multiple stages at this place. We were supposed to play, and then Slipknot was going to close out. And as the other stages were ending, people were coming into this area, and, you know, there were 75,000 to 80,000 people in this area. with the barricade against the stage bolted, but every other barricade that you use at festivals to kind of spread people out and keep them safe, as well as us, weren't bolted together. So these people are just pushing these things open. They're useless. The only barricade holding people back was the front barricade. And our security guy, he's got a good buddy of ours, Richie Cerency, who is actually Limp Bizkit's guy when the whole Woodstock thing happened. He's like, oh, no, I've seen this movie, and we are not doing this. You know, this is not safe. And so the promoters tried and tried and tried to figure out a way to get it fixed. And, you know, the idea of ingenuity was pretty incredible, because here they are zip tying these barricades together. Like, nope, that's not going to work. Then they're getting, like, umbrella poles and then gaff taping them to the barricades. Nope, that's not going to work. And this went on for, like, 4 hours. So these people were pissed, you know. And long and short of it is they rioted and stormed the stage and torched all our shit. I lost a lot, you know. Luckily, I've gotten most of it back, or, you know, replaced it. But funny story, got the whole new kit replaced, got the new rack, got everything ready to go to Europe. Didn't even see it, man. Stuff got shipped to Europe, and that's where it still is. So I haven't even looked my eyes.
Because you're supposed to be there now.
I'm supposed to be there, yeah.
Fucked up. So hold on a second. You're in Evanescence, right? But you do a lot of shit, dude. You play in Italy. Every year you're going over to Italy. You're playing with some of these musicians that are legends, almost beyond godlike. Talk about some of these guys you're playing with when you go over to Italy every summer and do stuff, too.
Yeah, man, that was something that I never dreamed of, man. It just kind of came out of nowhere. This guy hit me up. You know, he's like, yeah, I want to, you know, through another friend of mine, this guy, actually Dean Carr, who pretty famous video director guy. And so I call this guy, Saverio, and he's like, yeah, I want you to come and play for Vasco Rossi. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, who? And he was just like, you don't know who Vasco Rossi is? And I'm thinking Valentino Rossi, because I watched, you know, Superbike. And I'm thinking the racers, like, Valentino Rossi had the band? He's like, no, Valentino, Vasco. And so, come to find out, he's like, yeah, I want you to YouTube this guy and Wikipedia him while I'm on the phone. It's actually a Skype call. I'm like, okay. So I do it. And this guy has been selling out stadiums in Italy, you know, 60 to 80,000 people a night for the better part of the last 25 years.
And which is insane.
It's insane. And then when he said, yeah, we want you to come play for him, and he told me this who's who who's played for him, it was like all these famous guys, like Madonna and Michael Jackson's drummer, Jonathan Sugarfoot Moffat. He was one guy that played for him. Dean Castronovo from Journey, Vinny Caglietta. I mean, all these badass guys. And then he was telling me all this. I'm like, wait a second. I was like, you sure you got the right guy, man? He's like, no, this is who we want. And I'm like, all right, so I go over there not knowing what to expect, and I do this thing. It's all in Italian, but it was just some of the best shows I've ever played in my life, and the Italian people, it's a second home to me. Maybe that's why we get along so well. But my family loves it there, and, you know, we're part Italian now.
Yeah, you're right. You've shown me some videos, and honestly, what you said, like 60,000, it's insane to think about that many people. Yeah. Right, because, you know, it's 10,000, 50,000, 20,000 to see the crowd there. It's insane. Dude.
It's nuts, man. It's nuts. And it's him, man. He's just, I got to be honest with you. He's like, I didn't understand, obviously, when I first went over there, not one word the guy was saying. I couldn't understand it. But the thing that I really figured out from it was that the guy's a poet, and he spoke his voice. He doesn't have this, like, this... He's not an Adam Lambert or Freddie Mercury type of singer, you know. He's like a Bruce Springsteen or a John Bon Jovi kind of guy. And he speaks to the common person, and it's pretty eclectic and electric when you see that kind of interaction with him in that crowd. Yeah. I mean, he's more popular than the Pope in Italy, man.
Dude, I'm jealous. In another life, I want to be a rock star.
You are a rock star.
I'm trying, right? Fashion. Oh, wait. So wait, hold on. There's that hat he's fucking wearing right now. There's a little Cibatron logo. That shit's hot with all the cassette tapes. That shit's dope. You see, it's all these different things in there. Let me ask you a question, right? Because you were rocking Cult before you and I even knew each other. What is it about Cult? Because I started to ask everybody, what's that thing about Cult that you like that made you want to wear this stuff? Real quick.
We've talked about this, and the thing for me is that I'm a jeans whore. My wife knows it. I've been wearing Diesel for the better part of 20 plus years and just love it because, you know, it's like they were kind of one of the first sort of high-end denim makers that you could get here in the States, you know? And I really loved it the first time I tried it because it didn't fit like Levi's, it didn't fit like any of this other stuff, you know? And no fault in people that wear that, whatever, but this stuff just fit really well. So that first pair of Colts that I got, which is that Japanese selvedge denim, it's the first thing that I noticed. That I got, I think I got it at a Neiman's? And Saks, one or the other. But I just picked it up and immediately I was like, man, this is like Diesel. And I checked it out on the inside. I was thinking it was Italian. And then checked it out on the inside. I was like, wait a second. Now this is the U.S. And tried them on. I'm like, man, not only do they same kind of quality denim, but they fit like that. And I just started buying them, man. Started buying them. And I probably bought 10 pairs of jeans before we ever met.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to give credit to Christine because my wife sees, she's like, oh, you love Evanescence. The drummer's wearing your stuff and he's posted. So she sees shit. So listen, she sees, I'm like, oh, really? And that's what I messed with.
Performance wear.
Wait. It's performance wear. It's for sure it's performance wear.
Dude,
now
it's
we'll stretch it. It's chains.
It's chains.
Speaking of which, can you do a little something for us? Because I'm gonna be honest. Will is one of the fucking greatest drummers I've ever seen out there. Skill, showmanship. She's fucking unbelievable. And we're out in Vegas, I think maybe 6 months or a year ago, and I brought my sales team out to you were playing with another band out there.
Yeah, that's right.
And listen, I'm not even gonna lie. Listen, a couple of the people that came with me, all they listen to hip hop. That's all they listen to. They're like, holy fuck. The guy's a beast. He's
a
beast.
We were having a good time that night, man. That was
yeah.
That was
and then your boy came out with the fucking chainsaw, right? With the fucking guitar.
That's right. That's when we played with Jesse from Jackal. That's right.
Yeah. So can you give us a little something tonight with the drums or what?
I'll try it, man. So I don't know what this is gonna sound like. Here's what we can do. I'll play a little bit. Like, tell me how this sounds over there. That come across.
Let it go, man. It's okay. This is. Wait, but would someone tell someone to turn the camera? I want people to see the drum kit a little bit. Bring that down a little bit. Not up. Back.
How's the sound though? Is the sound cool?
Sounds okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let them back up.
Just
dip the camera.
Coming
so we can see the drums. Yeah.
We want to see the drums.
We want to see your magic. Yeah. There we go. That's the angle.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Does that sound all right?
Sounds fine, dude. Do it.
Right, I'll play a song because.
Do a shot, Ron. Do a
shot. I'm going to do a fucking shot. Hold on.
I'll wait,
do a shot while you're doing this.
Okay,
go ahead. Let it rip, dude.
Hold on. Are we doing a shot or not?
Yeah, we're doing a shot and we're going in.
Love is priorities.
Play us out.
Do a half shot.
Play us out, baby.
Okay, I'm going to play a song.
We're fighting the COVID for you.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Let's go.
All right, I'm going to play a song from a band that I was in because I played in many bands. This band is called I Empire. And it was my buddy Corey that I was in Stuck Mojo with. And then my buddy Brad that's in Nonpoint. So this is a song that we had called I Pray. The reason I like to play songs is because I never played drums to be a soloist. I always played drums to connect with people, being the people that I play with and an audience. So that's why I like to play songs rather than solo out. But check it out. Here we go. Got some sound effects. Hang on.
Let it rip, Will!
It's creepy.
I'm
Tell you was fire, and people can't even truly appreciate how fucking amazing of a drummer you are.
Thank you, man.
Amazing. I've seen so many live shows and so many fucking bands playing, but to watch you, we got a minute left. It's gonna cut off, so I just want to make sure I get this in, dude. To see you fucking play is really it's an art form. It's
thank you, awesome. Bro.
You're a fucking
thank
beast.
You, man. I appreciate that.
Beast! And I love you.
It's been a great day to see you, man. And I got a rest of my shot, and I'm going to make my wife do one, too.
Will Hunt, ladies and gentlemen.